from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close! Bring it in close!
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com. On The Morning Shift.
Well, we've been breaking down this ESPN list that they have that was done by national reporter Jeremy Fowler, and it is ranking and surveying. It ranks the top 10 players at 11 different positions, and they did this based on surveying executives, coaches, and scouts throughout the league. So in this edition, it is all about the quarterback, and I'll run through them, and maybe you'll notice that someone is not on this list. So, 1, Patrick Mahomes, 2, Joe Burrow, 3, Josh Allen, 4, Lamar Jackson, 5, Matthew Stafford, 6, Justin Herbert, 7, C.J. Stroud, 8, Aaron Rodgers, 9, Jared Goff, and 10, Dak Prescott.
I know, Tiff. I know who's missing.
Who's missing?
Tua. You were.
And who else?
I don't know, Bo. Who else is missing on that list? Is it Brock Purdy? Is that who? No. Okay. Not we're talking to my him.
Are there
Jalen Hurts?
Nope. You're
not
close.
Talking about him. All right. Who are we missing?
His name starts
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love. Yeah. Man, you know what? I can't believe they left him off that list. What about Trevor Lawrence?
Now he faded last year with injury. I don't understand.
This guy rears chains now. Okay. I don't know if you know about him, but he's blinged out. Maybe he's in Atlanta.
Maybe he's listening right now.
Maybe, you know,
put some respect on that man's name.
I doubt it, but his name is Kirk Cousins. And yeah, Falcons quarterback, not on this list.
He was a honorable mention, which I think you know how I feel about honorable mentions when people do lists. But the what was written about him by an offensive coach is he's proven he can be elite. From 21 now to he's basically been that. From 21 on, he's been that. He had no chance without they had no chance without him last year. Talking about the Vikings and his injury. Now, if he is elite, I don't know why he's an honorable mention. And if you're going to say, well, he was hurt last year, then why is Aaron Rodgers on the list? I also am confused on why Justin Herbert is on this list.
I was going to say, let's start taking guys off that you would put Kirk Cousins in front of.
Well, for the record, I think Justin Herbert is as talented as any quarterback in the league. When you look at, you know, his mobility, his strength, his size, all those things. But why does he get top five, top six love consistently when it doesn't always translate? Doesn't translate to wins.
Well, let's look at it through the eyes of the surveyed league executives and coaches and scouts. Got a massive arm, good stature, solid pocket presence. He's had in the past a good receiver core to throw to, and so that maybe has elevated his game too. I'm trying to help you out, and I'm looking at it through terms of scouts, because they're gonna look at the tangibles and say, well, he's got this, he's got that. I'd love to have that guy on my team.
Well, look at this. Other than Joe Burrow and Herbert, and actually, you know what? Herbert's the only one on this list who was healthy and his team didn't make the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Because Joe Burrow wasn't healthy last year, and neither was Aaron Rodgers, obviously. So three of the 10 didn't make the playoffs, and only one of them was healthy all year.
Well, my question is would be about C.J. Stroud and then maybe Josh Allen, because we don't know what Buffalo has receiver-wise, right?
Sure.
Like, there's a lot of new faces on that roster. Stephon Diggs is gone.
It sounds like Bean's trying to tamp out the expectations for – what was the first-round pick's name that's from Florida State?
He's that's
like,
hilarious.
He's like, it's a little bit crazy out there. I wouldn't expect too much. Kind of trying to tamp it
Keon
down.
Keon Coleman.
Yeah, Keon Coleman. Yeah. So, you're right. I don't know what he's got right now.
I don't care. He's still one of the best players in the league, and he deserves to be on that list.
Right, and he's the kind of guy that will put the team on his back.
Yes.
But how does Justin Herbert make that list?
I was just going off of pieces. That's all I was saying. Like, if you're talking about people evaluating what do they have, who are they throwing to?
Tiff, don't back off. You said it right. You nailed it. We don't know. We don't know what he's got. I will say this. Dak Prescott, to me, should not only be on the list, he should be a lot higher.
I don't disagree.
If you're going to slide Justin Herbert at six, like that, Dak Prescott does so many. I mean, this guy was in the top three of MVP odds the entire season last year.
I think he should be ahead of.
Nuts.
I think he should be ahead of C.J. Stroud just on his career, and that's not a knock on C.J. Stroud, but Justin Herbert and Stroud ahead of Aaron Rodgers and Goff and Prescott. I maybe Stroud over Goff and Aaron Rodgers because of what Rodgers wasn't last year because he was unhealthy. But I don't know why Dak is so low. I'm not sure why Dak is constantly disrespected.
It's like they're judging it off of themselves being Dallas fans.
I was going to say.
They're kind of putting on the Dallas fans hat, and it's the scrutiny that Dallas puts on Dak.
I also think Brock Purdy should be ahead of Justin Herbert because Brock Purdy has, whether you like him or not, all he does is he stayed healthy and he's performed. He did get hurt in an NFC title game, but he took his team to a Super Bowl last year. Yeah, they're really good. I get it. But, you know, you could have really good talent on the field, and if the guy pulling the trigger sucks, they suck.
Right.
That's the reality of the situation.
Yeah. And Purdy's an honorable mention, along with Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, Kirk Cousins, and Trevor Lawrence.
One more thing I want to ask y'all about before we move on. Is Matthew Stafford about right? Number five, that's higher than you see him on a lot of lists of NFL quarterbacks.
You didn't expect them to get to where they got last season into the playoffs, so.
Look.
So, I mean, if they, you know, there's just so many different things that you could base it off of what you've done for me lately.
I'm trying to look at it in terms of execs, coaches. Guys. He's gritty. He's obviously going to make all the throws, great arm strength.
He had a hell of a comeback year and without Cooper Kupp for most of the year. And you can say, well, Puka Nacua. Yeah, but does Puka have the year? I'm not saying he's not a good player. So I'm not taking anything away from that. But does he have the same year if he doesn't have a Matthew Stafford quality quarterback getting him
the
ball?
In the egg, right?
Because it's the same kind. It's the same argument I just made for Brock Purdy being on the list. And you know, to me, Justin Herbert, as good as he is not elevated players around him.
Well, some of this is based on what have you done for me lately, and some of it's but you can't apply that to Aaron Rodgers because he didn't play basically last season. Got hurt the first game.
Neither
some
Joe
of it's
Burrow.
Just based on.
I think Aaron Rodgers gets a little bit of a pass. I mean, what is he, a 3 or 4 time MVP? Yeah, he's going to get that
exactly. But I'm just saying some of it. You know, Joe Burrow does. I still think he deserves to be where he's at because he's a good quarterback. I know he didn't play most of last season because of the hand injury. All of last season. Because of the hand injury, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know how they weigh this. There's just
It's to your point, you know. Tip, it's hilarious to see C.J. Stroud at 7 and Aaron Rodgers at 8. Aaron Rodgers, four-time MVP, 20-year career, and C.J. Stroud, a rookie last year, obviously dynamic as a rookie, but it's funny to see them matched up and all of that, C.J. Stroud in front, and it's like, what are we basing this on?
But see, then you're like, okay, what did he do last year? And that's something that you could apply to that.
What have you done for me
to
lately?
Those two players, but then, you know.
Well,
I don't know.
And that's why he shouldn't be ahead of Dak. I mean, look at the season Dak Prescott had last year.
Lit it up.
He continually
How about
gets
Tua led the NFL in passing yards?
Well, same with Brock and same with Jordan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.